What is your definition of fact?
Something that's known to be true.
No, that's incorrect.
Well, that's not incorrect.
No, it is. Fact is undisputable truth.
Nope.
That is a fact. Yes, yes, it is. You can look it up right now, as a matter of fact.
I've looked it up before. That's not what it is.
Okay, so evolution is a theory which has zero based evidence for it.
Literally every single thing we know about biology confirms evolution. Every single thing.
Which is, okay, what needs to happen for evolution to be...
All life on the planet would have to be related. Is all life on the planet related?
Incorrect.
No.
Evolution is a gene mutation.
No.
No, incorrect. Evolution is a gene mutation.
Okay, you're not going to run the show, Aiden, okay? So, if evolution were true, all life on the planet would have to be related, yes or no?
So, you're stating false information, which is why I'm not allowing.
Yes or no?
Stop muting me because you're wrong. 95% of the scientists that supported the Big Bang Theory 20 years ago.
Yes or no, if all life on the planet was, if evolution were true, all life on the planet would be related, rather?
That's not the truth. Gene mutation needs to happen for evolution to be correct. And there is zero evidence of gene mutation. Only adaptation is provable.
Adaptation is not a thing that happens. So... In order
oh my gosh, exactly, adaptation is a
When an organism
choice.
Reproduces, does it pass on genetic information?
Correct.
So evolution says that all life on the planet comes from a single original life form, correct?
No, that's not what the big, that's not
you're,
correct.
It was about to say the Big Bang. That's hilarious. So yes, that is evolution.
Yeah,
so
because that's
again.
What you believe. So if you're going to believe evolution is correct, of course you're going to believe the Big Bang is correct. But again, the Big Bang isn't correct because it has been actually
I don't care about the Big Bang. So if evolution is true.
Why you don't care about the Big Bang? Big Bang is equal to fact on your thing. So yes, you do care about the Big Bang.
Okay, so. Evolution posits that all life is the descendant of an early original life form, correct?
Correct.
When that life form reproduced, did it pass on its genes?
Correct.
Ergo, all life on the planet would have to be related. So earlier you said no, and somehow you're still saying no, which is just incredible. But this actually is exactly the case. You agreed with every single...
Stop muting.
Or what?
Muting,
what?
That's not a direct conversation. Stop
or
muting.
Or what?
Or what? Then run from the conversation. If you cannot talk
right,
back and
so
forth,
you, thank
then
you
should
you don't
end
have
your
any
life.
Power here. Thank you for admitting it. So evolution
You should end your lives then.
Evolution claims that...
evolution is a gene mutation.
Evolution... Yeah. And those genes change.
Exactly.
So all life on the planet would share genes. All life on the planet does share genes.
Just because people share
evolution
genes
has
does
been,
not...
Nope, not people. People and grass and puppy dogs and polar bears and
exactly.
bacteria and fungus.
That doesn't show gene mutation.
Everything. Yes, it does. Because
no, that
the
shows,
degree...
That shows an origin of life. That does not show gene mutation.
Yes, it does. Because... Would the organisms that are most similar have the most similar DNA?
Oh my gosh, you're stating theories as facts.
It's
crazy.
No, I'm describing predictable empirical evidence that can in principle be collected and
what is,
has already
what is,
been
what is
collected.
Peerable evidence? A theory, correct? Correct?
Peerable
so
evidence, good job. So,
oh my gosh.
All of the life forms that are the most similar to each other would share the most genes, their genes would be the most similar. And then the organisms that are radically different, they would share the least amount of genes, but they would still share some genes.
Saying I'm on Google.
Yes or no?
Let me show my camera.
Yes
Sorry,
or no?
I
Bro
statement.
Is like literally a spermatozoa.
Saying, hold on. I'm turning on my camera because I have people saying I'm on Google.
Ew.
That's why my camera. I'm not on Google. I'm spinning around.
Ew. Ew, so, make it go away. Ew,
he's a child.
Ew.
Dog, I'm 23.
Yeah, I believe it. Anyways, so evolution would claim that all of the organisms that are the most similar would have to share the most genes. And then if the organisms are very dissimilar, they should share some genes, but very few genes. The only way that that can happen is through mutation. And that is exactly what we find. So yeah, that's been confirmed too.
That's not true because no scientists will back that theory.
They all do.
No, they do not. No scientist will stand on that theory. Because
all of the evolutionary biologists do.
No, they don't because it's not provable.
Yes, they do. They don't yes, it is provable. I already described to you what the evidence would be. In fact, I made you admit what the evidence would be, and we have that evidence. And then you just said
not. You allowed me to agree with two statements that you said, which are correct. The third
necessary preconditions for something to be the case.
Evolution requires a gene mutation, which there is zero evidence of. So if you are inquiring that something is a fact. Listen, I'm not saying that evolution can't be possible. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying that you are saying it is a fact and that is inherently
yes,
false.
Yes, it is known it is to not be true. A fact.
Known to be true does not equal fact.
That's what
known
a fact is.
Known to be true means it cannot be another way. Fact
that's
is
not,
it cannot
that's not
be
what
another
that
way.
Means at all.
Yes, it is. That is the definition.
Actually, fact no, it isn't.
It cannot be another way. That there is no other possible answer. That is a fact.
No, it isn't.
Unchanging.
That is not the definition of a fact. That could
yes, it is.
No, it's not. What you're describing could be described as a necessary truth, but not a fact.
No, you're. Oh my gosh.
Sure.
I must be talking to a wall. Okay. My statement is the only correct statement up here is flat Earth equals fiction. That is
oh,
the only
has
correct
that
statement.
100% been proven to be the case.
With less provable information than. With less provable facts than most modern science.
Has the shape of the Earth been 100% proven?
Big Bang is not 100% proven because there has been studies in the last 5 years that actually
Kid,
disproved the
listen,
Big Bang. Because
there
life
haven't
projects
been any.
Past the form of the start of the
Has the shape of the Earth been proven with 100% certainty?
With modern cameras and... Yes, what?
It has? You've done this?
I haven't witnessed it, but I would have to say that the people okay. that have shown the size of the Earth, I would have to say I agree with that.
Okay, so why don't you agree with
credible
every
sources.
Evolutionary biologist, people that actually know what they're talking about?
I never said evolution can't be true. Stating it as a fact is false. It's incorrect.
Okay,
it is not
so
a fact.
You just don't. You have your own private language where words mean whatever you want them to.
Your statement
that's not very
evolution
interesting.
Equals fact is inherently
what do
false.
You want to
Big
talk
Bang
about?
Equals fact is inherently false.
No, it
especially
isn't because they're
because
known
the Big Bang,
to be true.
The Big Bang has been disproven by very credible scientists because
no, it hasn't.
The start of the universe 13.8 billion years ago, there is light past that point. We have found light past the point of 13.8 billion years ago.
Where?
It's actually up to about 15.2, which would make the Big Bang inherently false.
No, it would make the age of the universe older than we thought it was. Do you
Which
know how
still,
to?
No,
do you know
the
how?
Big Bang
do you know what the Big
on the
Bang
fact
is?
That it has to be 13.8 billion.
No,
the
it does
way
not
the theory is set
do
up,
that
the way it's
at
written,
all.
Yes, it is.
Describe
yes,
what the Big Bang is.
The Big Bang is a compulsion. Of the two atoms collided to.
You
explode.
Fucking moron! You're actually one of these idiots. You're like the third person in the history of this channel to present cosmic docking theory. As if that's what the Big Bang is. No, I think
that's
you're the fourth.
The Big Bang
Chat,
that's what it explains.
Chat, it unironically
that's,
thinks that cosmic docking theory is what
that
the Big
is
Bang
genuinely
is.
Genuinely what it explains. Verbatim, that is what it explains.
What is a source,
source
that you would
false.
Trust?
Big Bang equals fact is inherently false.
What is a source that you would trust?
I trust college studies because that is the most based form of
so
study.
So if I got a source from a university and it disagreed with what you're saying, then...
Multiple universities, yes.
Okay,
but
great.
You
Let's
couldn't
do
that.
That
because Harvard and...
Want to learn how to make people do this?
If that's true, then... What? Hold on. This is really complicated.
It's not. This book will be your guide. I debunk all of the common anti-scientific arguments, plus some uncommon ones. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There's even an audiobook. Link in the description.
Look up look up the recent Harvard and Yale studies on the Big Bang. And then post it in front of all your chat to see.
Okay, so this is just like the Google AI answer.
No,
or
don't
whatever.
Use Google AI. Go to their actual studies. Stop doing
Kid,
that.
Kid, you're just not even listening. So
stop using AI. Go to the actual studies. Have you actually read the studies? Did you get all?
I typed, is the Big Bang the idea that the universe was created when two atoms collided? No, that is a common misconception. So do you always doubt all AI overview answers?
Go to the recent Harvard.
Yeah, so the question is, do you accept what the AI overview is saying, or do you just always doubt what the
AI
overview
is saying? Do not trust Google AI.
It's a yes or no question.
Stop muting me.
It's a yes or no question.
No, you just said you would look.
It's a yes or no question.
No, you just said you would look.
It's a yes or no question.
Go to the recent Harvard and Yale.
Yes or no? Do you just simply doubt what the AI overview is saying here? Yes. Okay, so you doubt it. So we need to go somewhere
AI
else.
AI is inherently like that. That is derived information. You're trusting AI. No, stop doing that. Go to the recent Harvard and Yale studies. Harvard and Yale studies about the Big Bang, the thing that we just talked about that you said you would look up. Go to those, the actual studies, not on Google, the actual studies that they produced, that they show through their websites. Go to that.
Yeah, so this is harvard.edu. What happened in the early universe? Okay, so I'm going to type in the word atom.
The recent studies, the most recent studies they've done on the Big Bang, that actually both universities have declared that they now are having to go do more research into the Big Bang because they no longer stand behind it.
Okay, can you read this or is the text too small?
Can you zoom it in a little bit? I'll read it for you.
No, I don't want you to read it for me or for anybody. I'm just asking if you can read it.
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay, I'm going to make this a little bit wider so it fits on the screen better. Holy crap, why is my mouse being so weird? There we go.
Again, I don't disagree with the statements that Big Bang can be true or evolution can be true, but you stating it is
so I typed in the word atom because you think that the Big Bang was when two atoms collided, which is called that's cosmic docking theory. It's not the Big Bang. So I'm on Harvard's website. That's a source you said you would trust. So I typed in the word atom. Okay, so there's nothing about atoms colliding in that instance. The second instance, plasma. As the universe expanded, the seething plasma of subatomic particles cooled and formed hydrogen, the first atoms. So that's not atoms colliding, creating the Big Bang either. After the universe cooled sufficiently to allow atoms to form. Nope, that's not two
you said
atoms
cosmic
colliding.
Docking?
Yes, that's what you unironically believe in is cosmic docking theory.
Oh, no. So when the theory of Big Bang got initially introduced, what was the statement? Like what was the cause? Why did they say that it was the Big, like, what it could, because it's not what you're saying, because the theory has developed over time.
The theory, correct? At no point ever was that two atoms collided together at high speed and created
really?
The universe.
Really?
Yes, really.
And you're going to stand on that 100%.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Really? Go ahead and find a source.
Give me one moment. I love that you said you're going to stand on that fact. That's actually perfect. It's perfect.
Oh, it's so perfect. Chat, it's perfect.
You know who originally put up the statement of the Big Bang, correct? Originally put forth the theory?
Georges Lemaître, his cosmic egg or eternal atom theory. Is that what you're going to go to? You're going to claim that the original name it had means that two atoms touched tips?
Nope. That's okay. Not the direction I'm going, but
great.
It's not
still
bad.
Waiting.
I'm gonna bring up the actual studies because you're looking on their website.
No,
you're
going to find a source that says
that cosmic docking theory. I'm gonna go to the same spot you're at. The fact is, you're still
buddy.
Looking
I'm
up
driving
the fact
around
what
Japan
I said.
In my Mortar Flegular car.
You're still focusing on the fact that I said two atoms colliding based on the fact that what you said you
you're a lying little
up,
sack of shit, which and is, I'm going to make you admit it. So go ahead, pull up the source.
Again, like you
said. Now, I'm going to wait here until you have the source.
Or you can stop being a and actually let what I am saying.
Go ahead, pull up the source. Remember when it said, I'm so glad that you claimed you're going to stand on that. That you claimed your... Okay, then stand on it. Go find your source.
Then stop.
Make me eat my words.
Learn to have a conversation. Stop muting.
Buddy, there is no conversation to be had. No, all I should be hearing from you is clickety-clack, click, 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 while you pull up that source. Stop talking. Start typing.
Maybe if you stop muting.
Stop talking, start typing.
The source is here. Stop. I have it pulled up. Let me talk.
Go ahead.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Like, you just keep muting because you're afraid of the conversation. This shit's pathetic.
Go ahead. Pull up the source that says that the Big Bang was originally the idea that two atoms collided.
No. I'm going to pull up the Harvard.
Nope. You said you're going to make me eat my words.
About Harvard.
You said you're going to make me regret that I stand on the claim that it was never about two atoms colliding.
Stop muting.
Or what?
You're terrified. I'm searching up. Stop muting.
Oh, do you finally have that source that claims that originally the Big Bang was when two atoms collided?
That's not what I said I would search up.
Oh, well, that's what I said you're going to search up.
No,
or you
that's
don't
not-
get to talk.
We're going to search up that I would get to search up, which was the Harvard.
Aiden, are you a liar or are you a stupid liar?
Stop muting me.
Are you a liar or a stupid liar?
I'm neither.
Okay, then why do you refuse to pull up a source that proves your claim that the Big Bang was when two atoms collided? You're going to answer this question. It's the only thing that you get to do. Nope, that doesn't answer my question.
You can't have an actual debate.
Says the guy that made a claim and was so bold in his claim and was so proud of his claim and said he was going to make me regret taking the opposite position as him on that claim, who now won't engage with the claim.
That's not what I said.
Why did you say that there are scientists that think the early universe was when two atoms collided? Why did you say that?
That's not what I said. Stop.
Yes, it is.
No. Can I tell you what I said without
The comedic value wore off
verbatim.
So you can go do whatever you want to talk about now.
This is what I said verbatim. I said I would show you the studies that Harvard and Yale did about the Big Bang that defalsifies its claim.
You're a stupid liar. That's what it is. So that's not what happened. What you said is that, yes, early scientists did think that the Big Bang was when two atoms collided. And then I said no, and you said, oh, are you going to stand on that? And I said yes, and you said, I'm so glad you're going to stand on that.
I was talking about...
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
I was talking about this.
So we're done with your lies. What do you want to talk about next?
That you said that you...
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the studies that you still haven't looked up, that you said you were going to look up.
Go ahead.
That's what I want to talk about. That's the thing I said that you were going to stand on.
Yeah, go ahead. No, it isn't. So you're lying again, but whatever.
Yes, that is what I was talking about. Just because
you have this
weird mental condition to fabricate words into other people's mouths
does
not make it true.
Now guess what's going to happen. I'm going to play the film back.
Perfect. Please do. We will be waiting. And while we're waiting... I'm going to go to the studies that you said you would initially search up and haven't.
I'm going to play the film back.
Perfect. Please. What was the cause? Why did they say that it was the big, like,
theory, yes.
Really?
Okay.
Really? Go ahead and find a source. Yeah, and created the universe. Ever.
Saying, because the theory is developed over time.
The theory at no point ever was that two atoms collided together at high speed and created the universe.
Really?
Yes, we agree.
I want you to stand on that 100%.
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
Really? Go ahead and find a source.
Give me one moment.
Oh, so when you said, give me one moment, and you started typing, it was right after I said the Big Bang was never when that happened. And then you said, oh, wee. Okay.
Yeah.
So
watch.
Do you like being embarrassed like this? Is it a kink or like what's going on? Are you a little bit weird?
I'm going to show you. Watch. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What?
Are you
it's
ever going to look
for you,
up-
Aiden?
Are you ever going to look up the heart?
Nope, Aiden. I need you to acknowledge that you lied.
Are you?
When you acknowledge that you lied, we can move on.
The problem is I.
You can all you have to do is say sorry or my bad.
You still haven't looked up.
I'm waiting for your apology.
On what? Are you going to like ask? Am I able to ask? Are you going to keep muting me or can I?
Every time you don't apologize, yes.
Can I ask what I'm apologizing for?
That's already been explained to you. It's not happening again.
What am I apologizing for? Tell me what I'm apologizing for.
That's already been explained to you.
Explain it again. So you're telling me you're a man? Are you a man child? You can't explain. Tell me.
I'm waiting for my apology.
On what?
It's been explained to you already.
So for me to genuinely apologize?
Yeah, it was explained to you. You know exactly what you're apologizing for.
I have to know.
Okay, you won't do it.
To give a genuine apology, I have to know what I'm
apologizing for. So you're a stupid, disingenuous liar.
To give an apology, I have to know what I'm apologizing for. Saying I'm sorry is not a genuine apology.
No, it's okay. I gave up.
Tell me what I'm apologizing for.
No, it's okay. I gave up. You're incapable of.
Or you can tell me what I'm apologizing for.
I already did that. So what do you want to talk about now?
Okay, since I'm not allowed to genuinely apologize and you just want to hear the words I'm sorry without an actual genuine apology, can we go to the recent Harvard and Yale studies that happened in 2023 about the Big Bang?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
While you're at it, pull up that study that you were prove the claim that you made that the original idea of the Big Bang was when two atoms collided. Pull that up on a separate tab because that's how this all got started. You said you were going to do that, and then you never did.
I did tell you that I was going to show you the studies about Harvard and Yale, which is what I was talking about. I said, are you going to stand
on
the fact
that... we were having a conversation.
No, I said, are you going to stand on the fact that the theory does not change over time? That is what I said.
Oh, now you're lying again. Nope.
No, because it just showed in your recording.
Nope.
That's not lying. That's
That's 100% not what happened. I said the Big Bang was never the claim that the Big Bang was when two atoms collided. And you said, oh, really? Are you going to stand on that? That's what actually happened. So you're a stupid, disingenuous liar. That's the kind of liar you are.
I told you that. Are you going to stand on the fact that the theory didn't change over time?
I'm still waiting for your Harvard study, by the way. Waiting for an apology. I'm waiting for the Harvard study. I'm waiting for you to prove.
Every time I turn on my,
I'm waiting for you to prove the claim.
So you have to pull it up.
Yeah.
Because if I
say the name of the study,
let me show. It. Am I allowed to turn on my camera to show you once I pull up the document?
Name the name of the study.
Oh, okay. Well then, okay. Well then, I can do that.
Still waiting.
Well, I was going through the document, so you're gonna have to give me a sec. Because there's not just one word for it. It was a 6-month process that they were doing this. Just a singular study.
Yeah. Hey, do you even know what the Big Bang is? Because the first time I asked you that, you said it was cosmic docking, but that's not what it is. So what is the Big Bang?
Do you want my bad definition, or do you want like the scientific definition?
I want your understanding of what it is. You don't even know what you believe in. Okay.
No, I do. I'm sorry.
That goes a long way in describing all of the problems we're having.
Okay, pollen and plasma site. No, sorry. I'm still looking through. Okay, here it is. Okay. So. The black hole growth in the early universe is, hold on. This is just where the study starts, which is why I said giving you one name is not going to work, because the study was it started with the black hole growth in the early universe, and the reason that they changed their theory about the Big Bang was because of information that they found in it, which is why it would be easier if you just looked up the documents yourself instead of me trying to hand pick.
I promise I've already looked into and made a video debunking the thing you're talking about. If you're talking about that they saw stars that were too big in the early part of the universe, that would go along with black holes, but I'm not aware of any preliminary black hole data. Maybe it's out there. I just off the top of my head can't remember any of them. Can you tell me about the stellar mass index that was used for the early on modeling of the Big Bang? Can you do that?
I can't.
Right. So, do you know what a stellar mass index is?
I don't.
Okay. So when you looked into these claims that supposedly debunk the Big Bang, did you look into what the scientific data that goes against the refutations is?
No, I never said it changed the Big Bang. I never said it debunked the Big Bang. I said it changed the theory of the Big Bang.
That has nothing to do with whether or not it's true or false.
No, it would make it true or false because my original statement, if I told you
I was born on May 2nd, And you'd thought that your entire life, and then you get to know me really well, and you learn all these things about me. And then 10 years later, I'm like, actually, my birthday's on May 3rd. Does that make your knowledge about me all of a sudden not true? Does that make the claim that I exist not true or anything
like
that?
It holds the validity of the statement untrue, yes. Because then you have to question the truth and the validity of the statements and where they're coming from. So that means you can no longer 100% trust the sources giving you the information, which is why I don't use Google, which is why I go straight to the documents themselves, which is why it's harder for me to just give you information.
Wait, are you the one earlier that was saying something can't be a fact unless it's 100% absolutely proven and certain?
I said a fact means that it is right. Unchanging.
Okay. Yeah, that was you. Okay.
It's definitive. A fact is definitive. A fact isn't a theory. Theory does not equal fact, and you should know that.
A scientific theory is a collection of facts.
A scientific theory is a collection of opinions.
No, they're facts. They're rigorously tested and independently confirmed.
Okay, is gravity a theory or a fact?
Name one thing. It's both. Name one thing that's a fact.
Gravity is a theory, not a fact.
It's both. Universal gravitation is a law.
Okay, so.
This is trivially true. Again, name one thing that's a fact. Is that a bird? Check that out.
Name one thing that's a fact. So me saying my name is Aiden is a fact because it cannot be another way. You saying that the Big Bang is true is
it's not,
not
possible
a fact
that you could have ever been named something else.
Me saying my name is Aiden is a fact because it cannot be another way. You saying the Big Bang.
You can't legally change your name?
Then it would be another. Like, what are you talking about?
So you can legally change your name. So
me staying
the status of the
name
of this little nitwit
being able to change my name
is
not
an immutable fact.
That my name right now, as a fact, is Aiden.
Cool.
It is unchanging because I would never change my name.
It could literally change. You can literally change your name.
No, it wouldn't change it.
Yes, it would. Have people changed their
name
before?
It is unchanging fact because I would never change my name. It is an unchanging fact.
People have changed their names
just because other people change. But the statement isn't everyone's name is Aiden, that no one's name can change. The statement is Aiden. My name is Aiden. That is a fact.
Yes, but that is a fact in the sense, or just like every single person who's ever existed having a name is a fact. Except it doesn't hold up to scrutiny because anybody can change their name at any point.
But you're focusing on the fact that other people can change their name. That's not changing my statement that my name is Aiden. That is a fact.
Aiden, if Jeff Bezos said, "I will give you $100 billion change your name," would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't feel like I should be able to change. Like, that's just morals.
I didn't ask you what you feel like. I asked you if Jeff Bezos offered you $100 billion to change your name, would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because of something you're not going to understand. Like, that's a whole different topic. That's a whole different
because
topic.
Because I'm incapable of giving an answer because it'll be proven that I'm a hypocrite.
Bro, if
I broke into your house and I said, "I'm going to kill you and eat your baby unless you change your name," would you do it?
The answer is no. I would not change my name.
So you would just let me kill and eat your baby, okay?
That means it's my time to go. That's not my dictation.
I said I was going to kill and eat your baby, not you.
That isn't, I'm sorry, because that has more factors than just being a fact, because you would get your ass beat. That's a whole different thing. that's adding
you.
More factors. How about we focus on your statements? Evolution equals fact and Big Bang.
So what's going on here, chat, is it actually would change its name under both of these conditions, but it can't admit that. Because then everything it's been arguing for wouldn't be true. So there we go.
No, because your morals are different does not make something a fact. Again, me saying my name is Aiden is a fact because I would. It's not changingable. It's not changing.
So
just because other people would change their names does not.
So if I broke into your house when you were asleep and I handcuffed you, bound you up, you couldn't move, and then I dragged your baby into the room and I said, "I'm gonna kill and eat your baby unless you change your name," would you do it?
That's not for me to determine.
So you're doing the Jordan Peterson thing? I can't answer a hypothetical because to answer a hypothetical, I would have to assume a blah, 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 blah. I forgot how to do a Jordan Peterson impersonation.
I don't care about it being a hypothetical. I care.
Well, you see, you can't answer hypotheticals because my name is Kermit the Frog. I mean, Jordan B. Peterson. And if you put me into an intractable position where I'm going to have to make a moral decision, well, then I can't do that because then I'm making a metaphorical substrate. And what the hell even is Elliot Page's real name and gender anyway? I'm going
to
start taking Quaaludes and go to Russia. And my daughter is a slut.
Stick to your statements. Stick to your
statements. Those are my statements. I'm going to go to Russia and take Quaaludes, and my daughter is a slut.
Evolution and Big Bang don't equal a fact because they aren't 100% fact-based.
Nothing
theories
is
can
a fact,
later
according
on
to you,
because
in
there's
this
not
respect.
100% factual based behind them.
Yeah, and name is Aiden isn't a fact because you would change your
name
if I was going to eat your
fact.
Baby.
It's unchangeable. Unchangeable.
So, if I said I was going to kill and eat your baby unless you change your name, would you do it?
That's not changing my name. That's not changing the fact that my name is Aiden.
Yes, because you would change your name.
No, you're at
this guy is so fucking stupid.
Morals can't be added into factual statements.
What do you want to talk
That's
about?
Not how it works.
What do you want to talk about?
Morals can't be added into factual statements.
That's what you want to talk about?
The inherent statement of you saying evolution and Big Bang as a fact is false. I'm not saying that they can't be true. I am saying you stating it as a fact is inherently false.
That was not my original argument. And I don't care what you think. What do you want to talk about next?
That's not what I think. That is the truth. You stating it as a fact is inherently false.
Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
It can be another way. Theories change all the time, and you're stating
the universe can't stop the universe can't stop expanding tomorrow. It can't not be true. The start of the universe, the theory of time, can change though. The universe is expanding.
Doesn't mean the Big Bang created it.
There's no start of the universe.
Huh?
There's no start of the universe, Aiden.
If there's no start of the universe, then the Big Bang is inherently false. What are you talking? You don't even stand behind your own theory.
If you actually read the studies, the vast majority of physicists...
If you actually read the studies, the Big Bang would be the start of...
If you actually look to what the scientists think, that's not what they think. So I don't care about your opinion as somebody that doesn't know anything about this. You don't even know what a stellar mass index is. So why should I care what your opinion on the Big Bang is?
Me saying I don't know what a stellar...
The Big Bang is a scientific idea. It was discovered by scientists. Physicists are the ones we should listen to if we want to know anything about the Big Bang. They disagree with you. Your opinion doesn't matter.
It doesn't change the fact that you're stating theories as fact. That means your prompt is incorrect. Change your prompt.
It's not, but I'm not interested in having that conversation. What do you want to talk about instead?
Well, I want to talk about your prompt because, again, I am not under the impression that the
What do you want to talk about instead?
I'm not talking about the fact that the evolution and Big Bang can't be true because I don't think...
100 Aidens versus consent. I don't want to talk about the thing you're talking about. It's boring and you're wrong and I don't care. So what do you want to talk about instead? I don't consent to that conversation. What do you want to talk about instead?
Your life is about it.
Yes, and I spent many minutes discussing it with you and you don't get it. So now I no longer consent to that conversation. What do you want to talk about instead?
Consent to a conversation.
Bro literally doesn't understand consent. I don't need your permission to do whatever it is I need to you.
Consenting.
Aiden, how many times have you had to say, look, it didn't count. We were both drunk.
Never. What the?
Never. Great. So I don't consent to this that topic for conversation.
You cannot consent.
Let's talk about something else. You can't consent.
You can only.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how your prompt is false.
Yeah, and I don't. I don't consent to that conversation.
You can't
consent.
Happening. You can only consent to actions, not conversation.
Having a conversation is an action.
No.
Converse is literally a verb, okay? So, literally, you don't even understand the language you speak. Converse is a verb. Verb, it's what you do. What do you want to talk about instead? I don't consent to the other thing.
I want to talk about your prompt because...
Yeah, and I don't. How do you not understand this?
Change your prompt.
No,
your prompt
is
inherently
I don't take orders from little numbnuts like you.
Your prompt is inherently... Your prompt is inherently false.
So I'm going to make this literally so easy that even you could understand it. If you don't change the subject, the next time you start talking, I'm kicking you out.
Then kick me out. Your prompt is inherently.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.